Well, there you go. Can you just look at that?
So what you guys kind of outshot that chance in the first couple of periods, what made it so hard to kind of pull away there from these guys?
I don't know. We did everything we could. Probably a little tough. Was it 3-3 going into the room? After two, one of those games where we go into the room thinking we probably deserve a little bit better fate, but it's not the case. And then we go down 4-3, and it was. But the guys were extremely positive on the bench. They felt this was a game. This was a game we could win, and we felt we deserved to win. And when the power play kind of sputtered a little bit in the first two periods, they got the huge goal we needed, big time goal by 91. And then, it was great to see Seti get the winner. I thought he had an outstanding game tonight. That line was great, and they just got rewarded for it at the end.
Coop, pretty breaking pace there for a good chunk of it. How proud of you are of the D-Corps for being able to handle the McDonough?
Well, that he played 4.5 minutes or something like that, so now you're down to 5. And still to put up the defensive numbers we put up for that game, to hold them to a pretty low shot total and low scoring chance total, it's a tribute to the guys back there and how we defended. They caught a couple breaks here or there, and that's what happens, but the PK came up huge, and it's just your run-of-the-mill Tampa-Buffalo game, I guess.
Do you have an update on the meet-down?
No. Well, tomorrow.
Back and forth, there's no real momentum.
Oh, I don't know. I thought there was a lot of momentum in that game, to be honest. It was, both teams coughed up leads. We had the 1-0, they had the 2-1, and we had the 3-2, they had the 4-3, we have the 5-4. So there was a ton of swings in that game, and I'm pretty sure if you're a fan of hockey and we're in the building tonight, you would have enjoyed that one.
I'm sure there were a couple that we probably would have went back in this one, but that save you made, with 3-3, 8 minutes left, and you guys had a long shift. Like, how much did that kind of sell?
Yeah, you can dissect every goal that's scored in a game. But when the game's on the line and you need the save, did you get the save? We got the save. We made a couple big ones for us, and you need that. And it gave us a chance to go ahead and he's finding ways to win his game. It's been great.
Coop, how'd you like Pagliano's return? How do you think he liked?
Your biggest thing is you look at the player's timing and then you look at stamina. And he passed both with flying colors. And I started playing more in the end as the game got going. Big shot block for us. And he's a hard guy to play against in those corners, and we definitely needed him.
Who trusts a guy who makes extra pass sometimes in situations? How encouraging was it to see him in that 3-on-1 just be so?
Yeah, to be honest, I think everybody in the building thought he was going to pass it, and so did the goalie. And I think that's why he had the net he had to score, because it was, he was flanked by two righties, so he had pretty bang-bang play set up for him, and it was a great play by him.
Thank you.